So this is the newbie blog. This is how to create and monetize your own blog, and it's our mastermind group. So I want to get a feel for what we're doing now. I am on HostGator is what I chose for my platform. We talk about our blog name, and then we talk about what platform we want to be on, and then how to customize it and all that good stuff. So I'm on HostGator. I know Debbie is on HostGator. Ruth, have you chosen a platform yet?
I have to get back to the thing. That's an interesting story. Do you want the short version, or do you want the long version, or the medium?
Oh, let's go with the medium, and then we may ask you more questions.
Well, I'm at the place I kind of want to get rid of my WordPress website, and because I
Okay.
want something simpler. So I was looking at, I'm starting to think about doing courses on Thinkific. So I thought about just doing my website over there. This is to catch Kathy up. And then I had a call with them, and there are some drawbacks to doing that, definitely.
Oh, do
Two big
tell.
ones. Two big ones. And one is they are not an email host. And so if you wanted a separate email other than Gmail, or what you can get like that, then you would have to pay for another host, outside of that. That's one big drawback. So the second big drawback is that they do not have a blogging page. Now
Okay.
they do go with a third party, and I wrote that down, but I'd have to go look, and I'll find it for you here in a minute. But it's like $20 a month, and so that sounds a little high to me.
Well, when you add, especially if you decide that you're going to go in on Thinkific, because if they're and again, I don't recall their pricing right offhand, their pricing tiers, but it on Teachable, which is what I'm on for my courses, once you reach so many students, you have to go up a level. Next thing you know, you're paying monthly for that platform. So you hate to add another $20 a month in there when you're trying to, use it to market your products and services. So yeah, I get it. I get it. You
So
have to keep
right
in mind all
now,
of that.
I'm leaning to just doing my website on HostGator. Now, I do have a time crunch here because my contract with Bluehost, where my WordPress site is renewing. In fact, they automatically renewed it, and I kicked back and said, I'm not ready for this. Can you refund it for me? And they did. But I really need to make some decisions in the next week. But I'm leaning towards HostGator because the way I understand it is that for the first 36 months, I could get that reduced rate of $3 a month. And I
Correct.
think that I could do my website on there. I think they have email. I could do my blog. And then it does go up to $10 a month after those 36 months. But still, money-wise, I think I'm in front of the ball game. And with my WordPress site, they want to add on all these other things like site lock and all these things to monitor it. And I'm thinking that HostGator probably is going to have that pretty well not nailed down.
They do. Their site is secure already, when you first go on. You don't have to buy the security measure. And here's for those of you that are just searching, researching all of this, every site out there is a WordPress site. Because WordPress is the grandfather of websites. It's like you go to the lumber yard and buy the lumber to buy the house. WordPress is the lumber yard. You're going to go over there and buy all the plugins and everything that you need. And all these other companies, what they've done is they've gone over and they've picked out the most popular parts and pieces of WordPress, and they've already put it together in a template for you so that you don't have to build the house from the basement up. You can buy the house already built and you can just go in and decorate it. And so,
I think I'm ready for that.
yeah. And so
I'm
that's
ready for a
the difference.
simplified version.
Yes. And so that's the difference. And I did not want to be a website designer. That's not what I wanted my life to look like. I didn't want to sit behind my computer and design websites all day long. And so that's why I went with one of the templates. I bought the house already built, and all I had to do is go in and decorate it and make it look like the rest of my products and services. And so not to fear, it doesn't mean you can always change. It doesn't matter. If you decide you want to learn how to do WordPress, then by all means, we'll love you for it, and we'll pay you if we end up with a WordPress site to do ours. If you want to be a website designer, by all means, go for it. But if you want to blog, and you have two reasons to blog. Number one is your blog is going to be your product. That's where you want to drive everyone to the blog. Or you want to blog so that you can drive people back to a different product, back to another business that you have, or to a product that you're creating. And the blog is not the end of the funnel. The blog is just a marketing tool to get folks over into your other products and services. So the first question is, what do you want a blog to do for you? Do you want it to be your end? Like my granddaughter, she has a blog and she sells candles, and she wants everybody to end up at her blog because she not only blogs, but then she has a little store connected to her blog. And folks, once they get to the blog, they can then just click right on her store and buy her products, because that her product is candles. And so the blog is her product. That's what she's trying to get people to get to. For me, my product is courses and masterminds. And so my blogs are to talk about different topics to get people to know, like, and trust me. And then they can click through to get to the course or the mastermind. So I'm using a blog more as a marketing tool, whereas Lily's using her blog as her end result. So that's the first question you have to ask yourself is, where do you want your blog to fit into your business? And then once you decide that, you have to say, how involved do I want to get creating this whole blog? You know, how involved do I want to get? Do I want to just go with one of the templates, or do I really want to just, you know, roll up my sleeves and say, I want to totally customize it. I don't like any of the other templates out there. I don't like what any of those other people are doing. I want to do my own. I want to create my own graphics. I want to create my own everything. I'm doing WordPress. And so you have to make that decision. I wanted so much to not be a graphic designer or a WordPress, you know, website builder, that I don't even change my template all that much. Once I find a template that I like, I might adjust colors to customize it to go with the rest of my products and services. I might adjust the font of the typing because I like things to be a little more bold and squared off, whereas a lot of people like all that flowery, you know. And so I like mine to be a little more bold and squared off type fonts. And so I might adjust the font, the color, you know, bring in my own pictures, that sort of thing. But as far as do I want, you know, my phone number to be up here or over here, and I want to rearrange the whole template, I go in and choose a template that I kind of like how the layout looks. And then I just go with that template. So that's me. There's folks that, you know, click around in WordPress all the time, and they know their way around, and they've studied it enough that they're happy with it. And then there are folks that have gotten so far down in the weeds with WordPress, they just don't want to start over. They're like, you know what? I figured it out this far. I'm going to hang in here. You know, I have like like Sherry is a perfect example. She has her son who knows his way around. And so he can update things for her. If she gets stuck, he can come in and figure it out, because that's kind of his wheelhouse. That's what he does. So anyway, so that's my little spiel. So, Chris, let's talk to you. I know you just started with WordPress.
Yeah, and hearing this conversation, I have questions.
Okay, sure.
Is HostGator a hosting site, a website, or both?
HostGator is all of it. It's the platform, and it hosts not only your domain name, but it'll host, it's your whole hosting platform.
Because I'm wondering, since I didn't sign up for my Bluehost and my WordPress until I think it was August 14th. I wonder if I'm still in a time frame to like cancel that and get my money back, because I am so overwhelmed, and I think I need something simple.
Mm-hmm. I get it. And I'm going to show you HostGator again today. We're going to do one today.
Okay. Yeah. I think I'm keeping an open mind. I think I might want to change, but I also have a question too. The reason why I went with Bluehost and WordPress is because, It was the recommendation of a free 7-day course I took, and the woman who recommended it makes like six figures a month. I don't plan on doing this full time. This is going to be an addition to my pain relief practice. So I don't expect to make six figures a month. I'm blindly like, oh, I'm going to take her advice. She makes six figures a month, you know? But
now part of her is she probably has an affiliate link and she's probably getting paid.
Oh, absolutely. And she's open about that. Oh, she absolutely is very open about that.
Yeah,
but I'm just wondering with HostGator folks, like, how are you guys? And also I'm in kind of a bit of a time crunch too, because I had one day left to sign up for a search engine optimization class that I've now owned the class for over a week. And you have up to 10 days in the face, or not 10 days, up to 10 weeks in the Facebook group to ask any questions you have. So I'm behind because I've only gotten us, I'm fresh enough. All I have is the WordPress, the Bluehost, and my domain name. I don't have anything written. So if I want to start over again, I probably can.
You could. Yes. Yes. I started on Vistaprint because my website was on Vistaprint. My background, and the other gals in the call know this, that I was in the salon industry. So for years, you know, we would get our business cards and our menu cards for the salon from Vista. So then when Vista said, oh, if you don't have a website, you should have one. Here we have one for, you know, $25 a month or whatever. I was like, okay. So I'm, you know, I just kind of went along blindly because I didn't know what I didn't know. Sure. So my website for the salon had been there for years. So when I reinvented myself into coaching, I just went ahead and just adjusted my website over to my coaching business. Well, now Vista's getting out of the website business. So it forced me to have to look elsewhere. But during that time, I wanted to start blogging and they had a blogging page, but it was terrible. But again, I didn't know what I didn't know. So I clicked over on the blogging page and I tried to blog and I thought, this is awkward. And well, then I just went out and researched it online. And I said, what are the top blogging platforms? And HostGator always came up like in the top three or four.
Okay.
And so finally, I just said, well, let me look at this HostGator. When I went to HostGator, I was like, oh, so this is what a blogging page is supposed to look like. So I ended up using HostGator.
I have another question. How does HostGator do with affiliated marketing? And what's the other thing I'm thinking of, like post ads or whatever you call those, AdSense or something? How does it do with that stuff?
They're just the platform. You can then, once you start blogging, you can sign up to do ads. You could do Google ads. You could sell advertising on your site. You can embed any affiliate link within your blogs. It's totally up to you. They're just the host.
And how does it do as far as, you know, the amount of like clicks and, I mean, like search engine optimization wise, how is it for that?
Well, again, it's up to you. What words you put in there is what's going to
be. Oh, sure. Served. So that's basically about as successful as I make it. Okay.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
That would be true with any platform. It's as successful as you make it. I get it. I just, because I'm seriously, after hearing you talk to her, I'm seriously thinking about it because I'm completely stuck. My husband is an IT man for a living and even he can't figure it out.
Oh,
He's like, you know, the extent of his knowledge, he does over the phone tech support for Spectrum. We live here in Columbus. And so, I mean, he's very smart. He knows more than what he needs to know for his job. And at least when we need to call Bluehost for support, he's at least able to understand their lingo and able to understand what they're telling him to do, which I can't. But if there's a better option out there for somebody like me, I think I purchased these things on the 14th. I don't know if I have 30 days or what the time limit is for getting my money back, but even if I can't get it back, it still might be worth it.
Well, and how much did you spend so far?
I think a little over $100 each because I got in on some discounts for new people.
Okay.
And I did get my domain name. I did get my domain name through Bluehost.
Okay.
But it was available. So if I cancel that, I could probably either get that back or figure out a different domain name. I didn't know what I know now when it came to figuring out domain names. I just picked christinebaker.net. Because christinebaker.com is taken and takes you to Pornhub.
Now,
I didn't know I was a star, guys. That's good to know. But
Now we talk about names, blog names, and we recommend that you list every single thing that you think you might want to blog about, and then see what the color is between all of those.
So if I need to go back to the drawing board and get a new name, that's okay. I'm not kidding. Like I said, I'm new enough and fresh with this. I could start over again if I really wanted to.
Yeah.
I'm just worried about that search engine optimization class. But if I do it now, I could probably have time to catch up.
Can't she just transfer her name?
Do what, Debbie?
Can't she just transfer her name to HostGator?
If you want to keep it, yeah, you can transfer your name over to HostGator. If you
I was
want
trying to keep it simple because I spent over a year stewing over what type of domain name I wanted. And that gal who's 7-day free course I took, she said, you know, there's different ways of doing it. She said, more and more people are just using their name nowadays anymore. And I thought, you know, maybe I should just keep it simple and stop stewing over this.
Well, and especially if you're going to turn this particular platform into your entire website. Do you have another website other than
I do. For my pain relief business, I have just one of those. My website for that business, it's just one of those free templates through my Massage Therapy Association.
Okay.
But it serves me well because one of the therapies that I offer is highly Googled. And so that website serves me well as far as getting me clients.
Okay. Perfect. So when you blog, you can point back to that website.
That's what I planned on doing. Yeah. And I'm thinking people would remember it better if I just use my name. Like, oh yeah, I can remember that because they're more likely to Google me by my name if they know my name.
That's I what get I'm it. Thinking. Yeah. Well, anyway, you can click through on my electronic business card. You can go to my website, kathybinner.com, and find it. And you can click through if you want to do a chat with me personally. If you get stuck on any of that and you want to talk to me personally.
And you have an affiliated link for HostGator, right?
Correct. And it's on my resource
page. I think I'm like 99% towards, I'm so glad I'm talking to you guys before I got too far.
I get it.
I really appreciate it.
Yep. I'm going to share my screen and we are going to take a look at some tips and tools. So first of all, when I go to HostGator.com, it lets me sign in to my website builder. And again, don't overcomplicate things. All a site is just a website that you're going to blog on. And so that's why Ruth was talking about making HostGator her entire website and then just having a blogging page. So when you put together your site, you get to decide what you want the home page to be. And I chose the blogging page to be my home page because this is 100% my blogging site.
Sure.
And it's telling me to wait here, which is unusual that it's taking this long. So I wonder if I have too many windows open. Oh, there it is. So what I did when I created the theme,
that
when I chose
really
my
simple that list on the left.
Mm-hmm, it is. And so these are the elements, the pages, the sections, the design. So I picked up a blogging design to be my homepage. And so I even named it my blog on the homepage. And so you can just click in there and you can correct it, make it bold, change the font. You can do all of that, however you want it to look. And then once you have it set up, it's just a matter. And again, let me do it this way. I'm going to show you what everybody else sees. freestyleliving.net is where my website takes everyone for my blog. And so this is what everyone else sees. I was showing you what I see in the builder page. But this is how it would come up for folks that are looking at it. It'll load here in a minute. And so anyway, when you can come down here, it's got all the tags. It has all of the articles. And then when you get clear to the bottom of all the tags, my email list pops in here. And this, again, I picked a template that all this was already built. All I had to do was just change these blocks of text. And then when I started blogging, it automatically populated all of my tags, which is how folks can find your different articles. And so then when you click on an article, I'm going to show you how to load one in, but once you click on an article, yeah, my computer's really slow today. It opens up the article and then this is also how I monetize it. So this particular one, I'll scroll to the top again, was Taking the Plunge, Your Guide to Buying Your First Investment Property. And so when you scroll down, the way I'm monetizing it is the Happy House Hunters wants to be your team. We offer free meetups, courses, masterminds to help you get started. So under that sentence, I simply embedded the code back to my academy. So that's how I'm monetizing. And I can take any blog post and I can either embed an affiliate link or I can embed a course link or a mastermind link or whatever. And then I haven't added yet, but Debbie and Ruth have known me for some time. It's in the works. I will be adding a store to my website where folks can purchase actual freestyle living, like coffee mugs and that sort of thing. So I'll actually have a freestyle living store with some of my branding. And then when I'm talking here in my blogs, I can even highlight the link right back to my store. So see, there's all kinds of ways that you can monetize the blog. And so that's just one. I wanted to show you another one. I'm just going to pick something. Yes, go ahead.
Like somebody said that I could always transfer my host name. So would I need to get HostGator first and then tell Bluehost, okay, this is where I want to transfer? I mean, how does that work?
Yes, you would need to do the HostGator first. But if you go into HostGator, HostGator already, they host not only your domain, but the platform. You might look around and see a different combination of your name, and you might find one that HostGator already has.
Okay.
And just bypass that whole step.
Yeah, I think I'm going to cancel my Bluehost. Even if I can't get my money back, I think it's worth it. I don't know if it's 30 days, I should be able to, because if I remember it, I think it was August 14th that I bought this stuff. But even if I can't, like, I still think it's worth it.
Well, I was going to say, I would probably research it in the next couple of days before you get past the 30 days.
Absolutely, to Kathy. I'm doing so. Yeah. And you know, when she mentioned something about using this as a website and as a blog, I might think about that. I might think about doing that.
You don't even have to decide that right now. You can start the blogging, and then you later, again, when I come back over here, I'll call it what we call the back of the house. See, you can add a page, and you can add another home page instead of making your blog page your home page. Right now, I'm just using the blog page as my home page, mm-hmm. but you could add another page and then make the blog page just one of these links.
I am liking everything I'm hearing.
Yeah, so it's really, again, it's all set up for you. It's just kind of what we call a plug and play or a drag and drop.
I think that's the only way I can be successful. I think at this point I've been setting myself up for failure and not knowing it.
Well, you know, Ruth and I just had this conversation this morning. You don't know what you don't know.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Ruth, did you have a comment? I think you had your hand up there for a second.
Yeah, and then I was talking to Tom. So I did chat with Bluehost, Chris, last week.
Yeah.
And they said there was a 20, and you're right. I think there is a 30-day deal to do that. I mean, they didn't tell me that on the chat, but I found it somewhere.
Okay.
But they did tell me there was a $24 transfer fee.
That's fine.
To move it somewhere.
Sure. Yeah. That's totally fine. I'm fine with that.
You know, and there might not be for you because you don't have much there. I have some stuff there. I really want to
have nothing. I haven't gotten started. I have nothing. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So here's what I want to talk about today. So because this is an actual blogging page, I'm just going to focus just on the HostGator blog. And so when you click on the blog button right here, it comes up where you can change the blog design, or you can just simply add a new post. Well, I don't want to change my design because I just picked a design that was already there. If you click to change your design, it rearranges the whole page to a whole new design. And I went through the designs when I first signed on and picked a design that I liked the best. And again, I'll give you the same story that I tell my daughter when she was getting married. We went to a bridal store. And there was hundreds and hundreds of dresses. And she got so confused. She was like, well, maybe I should get this dress. Well, maybe I should get that dress. Well, this dress is much better. And I said, honey, I said, at the end of the day, you're going to be the only one in a wedding dress at your wedding. And whatever dress you pick out of this store is going to be beautiful because nobody else is going to see all these other dresses. So don't get yourself so stressed out that you can't decide what dress. And it's the same with website design. All of them are nice. You could get stuck there for days trying to decide, should I pick this design? Should I pick that design? Do I like it better at the top? Do I like it better at the bottom? Do I like it better on the left? Do I like it better on the right? nobody else is going to know the difference. Content is king. It's your content is what drives folks to your blog, not whether your picture of you is on the right side or the left side or the top or the bottom or whatever. So I'm here to say, don't get down in the weeds so far in your design that you get stuck there. So once you start, don't keep clicking on this change your design, because every time you change the design, something's not going to quite flip the way you want it to. Then you're going to have to go in and adjust it. It's got, well, this overlaps too far on the mobile site versus the desktop site, and now I need to make this smaller. I need to make that bigger. You know, don't drive yourself crazy like that. Once you find a design and you flip the colors that you like, and I changed my colors to match my website, because this red, I picked one that was red, but it wasn't the right shade of red. So I went into my regular website and looked at the code of red. And then I came over here and fixed the code here, so it was the same shade of reds. Because again, that was part of my customizing or branding, but I did not change the layout. That's why I went with HostGator, so I did not have to learn how to do the layout. So now I just add a new post. And it's short and sweet. Look how simple this is. I bet your WordPress doesn't look like this, Chris or Ruth. You put in the title of your blog. You put in the tags on how people are going to find it. And here you type the blog. You add a picture and you're done. That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. So now let's go back and look at one. Artificial intelligence is here to stay. I don't know if you girls are using it or not, but it's a great way to get a template to get started. You can have artificial intelligence kind of write an article for you, and then you can go in and make it your own. So if I go back to that, this is my chat AI, and I have a little miscellaneous lane here. So Debbie, give me a topic that fits all my channels. Give me a topic. What is it that I could write about today? And I'm going to show you just how easy this is, because I don't even have a topic in mind. I'm going to let you girls pick a topic. Debbie, what do you think?
I have one. Go ahead, Debbie. Do you have one?
Yes. Kathy, describe what it took for you to get into the real estate business.
Okay. So can you write now you're asking AI a question. Can you write a blog post on what it takes to get into the real estate investing community? Okay. Now I want AI. Well, I'm going to go back and show you how it works. So this is the first. So we're just going to ask AI a general question. Can you write a blog post on what it takes to get into the real estate investing community? Now, AI doesn't know my personal journey. So this is where I get to make it personal as we go. And I want to show you how it works. So now you hit the little green button. And AI is now writing. Okay, getting started in real estate investing, your guide to joining the community. So it talks about real estate investing can be exciting and lucrative. You have to educate yourself. You have to define your investment goals. You have to build your network, your financial prep, start small, due diligence and research, and then take action, continuous learning, and then the conclusion. So there's your whole blog post. Okay, how was that for writing an article? Okay. Here's where AI gets, here's the sweet spot. Can you, again, I'm asking AI a question, rewrite this blog post telling how Kathy started with working two minimum wage jobs and had a car. I can't type today. That wouldn't run. She was a single mom and had no time. Now, let's see what AI does with that. Because I asked him to rewrite it. So AI is going to remember the last blog and simply rewrite it. Kathy's journey from two minimum wage jobs to real estate investing success. Now, remember when we talk, and again, we have another whole course, and this is for Chris's benefit, on how to build a better business. And one of the things we talk about is your story is your marketing, okay? So now, real estate investing is a remarkable journey that can lead to financial independence and a brighter future. Kathy's story is a testament to how determination and a passion for real estate can transform a life. Early struggles, started in a place of hardship, single mom, juggling not one but two minimum wage jobs. The turning point, despite the obstacles, she had a burning desire for a better life. You see how it made it personal. Kathy's journey began with books, online courses, attending local real estate meetups. Networking became a critical part of her journey. She knew she couldn't do it alone. You see where it is actually, and it's actually pretty accurate with my story, because one of the things it did is it goes out and it sees if there's a Kathy out there. So it could have picked up some of my actual story, because I have my story out there. So you see how it rewrote that. Okay, now let's go one step further. Can you rewrite this last blog post at an eighth grade level with some humor? Now, at any time, I can take any of these and make them mine. I can play around with this all day, and I can even take bits and pieces. I can take the paragraph out of one and another. I can do it however I want to do it. So now it says Kathy's real estate adventure from minimum wage to maximizing profits. It might seem like a lofty goal, but Kathy's story shows that even with a busy life and a car that played hide and seek with running, you can make it happen. Kathy was a single mom working two minimum wage jobs with no extra time in her day, but her determination and love of real estate. Then it talks about, imagine this, a single mom busting her chops at two minimum wage jobs. You see where it just changed the language. Her days were a blur of work and more work. And let's not forget her car, which had a peculiar talent for not starting when she needed it most. So you see where, you know, now the aha moment. We talk about the aha moment in our hero's journey. So now AI has actually talked about the aha moment. She knew there had to be a way out of her endless work cycle. Real estate seemed like the golden ticket. You see where it's throwing in more slang, more cliches. It's making it a more interesting read. It's going to read more like a conversation now instead of like a textbook. You see how it changed as we gave AI the pointers. So she squeezed in real estate knowledge, you know, I mean, this more like how you talk, you know, I had to squeeze that in my schedule, you know, and it says if her car stalled, she'd pull out a real estate book and get reading. Her secret weapon was knowledge and then building a squad. She knew she needed a team. And see, now I can go in and I can change this to make it fit me. I talk about having a tribe. I could just go in and change the word squad to tribe. You see where now I can really personalize this to make it my own. And then with her newfound knowledge and her tribe of real estate allies, she took her first step into the real estate world, the unbelievable transformation, and then her conclusion. Okay. So again, I'm not going to get into rewriting a bunch right now in front of you gals, because I could, I would turn around and make this my own, but right now I'm just going to copy this. You see where I'm at? I copied that last one. Now I'm going to come over to here and I'm going to post. Now, now you can clean it up. I like to put it over here, and now's where I clean it up. So first of all, I take this. This is going to be my title. So Kathy's Real Estate Adventure, from Minimum Wage to Maximizing Profits. So the next question, here's where you get to tailor make it. I like to change it to match more what my courses and everything are saying. So my real estate adventure would be from minimum wage to passive income. Do you see where I'm going with that? Because I'm a passive income coach. Mm-hmm. And so then I'm going to take the title clear out of here because I moved the title. I don't need the word introduction. So I'm going to take the word introduction out. Okay. So now it just starts off Kathy's Real Estate Adventure, from Minimum Wage to Passive Income. And now running real estate investing might seem like a lofty goal, but Kathy's story shows that even with a busy life and a car that played hide and seek with running, you can make it happen. Kathy was a single mom working 2 minimum wage, and it's telling me minimum wage needs a hyphen in there. 2 minimum wage jobs with no extra time in her day, but her determination and love for real estate turned her life around. In this blog post, we'll take you on Kathy's fun journey from everyday struggles to real estate success. Okay. Now, the early hurdles, I want to make that bold. Imagine this. Again, minimum wage, they want it hyphenated. So it takes a little bit, but isn't this a whole lot better than sitting down to a blank piece of paper? And again, I would make this more personal even than what it is. I'm just showing you how easy it is to do a blog post when you sit down to that blank piece of paper. And it gives you step by step. I like that. Now, it tells me it doesn't like this word. Now, I'm using, help me out. What am I using, girls? To tell me what I misspelled or whatever. Grammarly. I'm using, Grammarly is running in the background. A free version of Grammarly is running in the background on my laptop, my tablet, my phone, all the time. And it tells me, and that's what this little green thing is. That's my Grammarly button. So it tells me anytime there was something that needs fixed. So, but it was a start. And what is it telling me? Oh, it tells me I need a comma there. So it wasn't a Hollywood worthy start, but it was a start nonetheless. Over time, she gained confidence, began to grow her real estate empire. And I don't care for the word empire, so I'm going to call it my portfolio, my real estate portfolio. And then the unbelievable transformation. And then finally, the conclusion. All right. So there's my blog post. Now, under tags, if you wanted to hear my story, or you wanted to know how I got started in real estate, how would you search for that? Debbie, give me, this is your SEO. This is how folks are going to find you. If somebody were looking for this information, what might they Google?
Probably would do passive income, I think, okay. or real estate. Or they would say investing. That's about what I got.
Okay, anyone else? Somebody might know me.
I would probably, like if I knew your name, I would probably type your name and then real estate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have real estate. We've got Kathy's story. Or put in my name.
Not type in Kathy Benner, like if somebody knew your first and last name. Because mm-hmm. if somebody already knows your name, that's probably the most likely the thing they're going to type in.
Right. But if they're just searching for information, I figure that somebody might also want to know, they might search for work from home.
I should have known that.
So passive income, real estate, and investing, Kathy's story, Kathy Benner, work from home. What do you have, Ruth?
Building wealth.
Now, this is your SEO. This is how, when people search, these tags is what's, it's like a hashtag on your social media post. If somebody's searching Friday night party, anybody that hashtag Friday night party, that post is going to pop up. If anybody goes in on the internet and searches for real estate, this blog post is going to come up. If work from home, this blog post is going to come up. Kathy Benner, this blog post is going to come up. You see where I'm going with that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're not into that today, and I don't want to get down in the weeds with it, but you can go over to Google and you can see what's trending. And you can look at Google Trends and you can put all of these in and it'll tell you at what level they're trending. And you can see where maybe work from home is trending a lot higher than passive income. So you definitely want to add the stuff that's trending into your tags. That's how you can maximize part of your SEO. The other thing we haven't done yet is that we haven't monetized this blog post. We haven't monetized it. Okay. So now we want to talk about monetizing it. So now, and there was another place where I wanted to get rid of a word squad. Yeah. I wanted to make that tribe. I was looking to see if they used the word tribe anywhere else in there. She needed a team. She started mingling with other enthusiasts, agents, pros, her network, sidekicks. Okay. So I just wanted to change that word tribe. So now I can monetize this by saying, if you want to be a part of the tribe.
Where?
Join here. Okay. You see that?
Oh.
So if you want to be part of the tribe, join here. So now I can highlight that and go to the link up there. And now I'm going to send them over to another URL. You see how easy this is, Chris?
Yeah.
So now I'm going to go back up here to the top. And I may have to move our faces around a little bit to do this. I want to actually pull up my academy. And I want to go to Real Estate Investors. And here is the URL that I want to pick up. So now I'm going to pick that up. I'm going to copy that. I'm going to come back over and I'm going to put that URL. I'm going to paste it right there. So now, if you want to be part of the tribe, join here. So now let's, I got to save the post. Oh, I don't have a picture in there yet. I'm going to show you how all this looks at the other end. Okay, so now I need a picture. And because we're talking about me, it's always good to just use your own pictures. If you have a picture that you've taken that you can use, it's always best. And I kind of like this one. This was one that's been kind of fun for a while. Now, let's see if it'll fit. It's uploading. Let's see if it fits in there. It does. We are sitting out along the Gulf Coast and the wind is blowing my bangs up. And I tried my best to pull my bangs down. And every time then I would do the selfie, the wind had blown my bangs up again. And everybody says, no, Kathy, leave that one. That one's,
I think it looks nice.
I do too.
Fun. They said, leave that like that. So see, now, since this is Kathy's real estate adventure from minimum wage to passive income, see, I can use a picture of me. Does that make sense? Okay, so now we're going to save that post. Over here, it's published. And now let's take a look. Bear with me. Did it pop up yet? It may have not. Nope. It might take a minute. Let's see what I did wrong over here. Edit your post.
It was on the left-hand side.
I saved the post. It's published. Let's look at it. I want you girls to see what it looks like. There it is. Okay. So this is what the post looks like. This is how it comes out. So if somebody just comes across my blog, or now if I'm blogging and I want to sprinkle this across social media, this is what they will see. Kathy's Real Estate Adventure from Minimum Wage to Passive Income. There's the story. And right here is the link. If you want to be a part of the tribe, join here. When you click on that, it lets you go to right there. Nice. And so now people can say, oh my gosh, there's a free meetup. There's a course. There's a mastermind. Oh, look, here's opening a bed and breakfast, a free meetup, a course, a mastermind. So see, all of that comes up. So you can send a link anywhere you want it to go. Is that helpful?
Yeah.
Tremendous.
I like how simple it is. So, you got it done in what, 10 minutes?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. And it's a nice blog, and you know, it's got the conclusion. I mean, it's nicely laid out. I just had to bold a few things. I could go in and make it even more personal. I didn't today because I didn't want to take the time, but I could make it even more personal. I can infuse as much of my personal story, which is what you should do, into that as you want. But it's a great template, and it's a fast way to get a nice blog out there. You see how that works? Now, I want to go to the actual blog and see if it'll come up yet. It takes a while for it to populate. Yeah. It did it come up here. Let's click on that. Oh, I know, because I had the other one. So this is how it comes up. So there you can see it. This again is right out there. And see, all of the tags that we added are all now intermingled in here. So if anybody not only clicks on a tag, an article will come up, but if somebody Googles any of the tags that we put out there. Okay. So here is now the URL to this article. See, this is Kathy's Real Estate Adventure from Minimum Wage to Passive Income. That's the new URL. Now, I have to do it in twofold. So let me get out of this. I want to just get rid of some of my tabs here because I want to show you what I'm going to do. So now I want to come over here, because now it's like, how are people going to know about the blog? How are they going to know to go there? Here's my Facebook. And I always, because I have so many lanes, I always do it this way. All right. So I let them know, you don't have to do that. You can just blog. If you're in one lane and that's what you're blogging about, you can just blog. But because I have a blogging group and real estate and writing and all these things, I always say that this is about the real estate, or this is what, so I'm saying that this is my newest blog. Okay. Are you with me with that? The reason I did that. Now I come back over here and I just want to make a sentence, and I want to leave a cliffhanger because I want them to click. So real estate investing might seem like a lofty goal, but Kathy's story shows that even with a busy life and a car that played hide and seek with running, you can make it happen. Kathy was a single mom working, and you want to just make it, let's see if I can get it to copy here. You just want to make it working. Okay, that's a cliffhanger. That makes people go, working. What's the rest of that sentence? So now I come back over here and I do that. Dot, dot, dot. Are you with me so far?
Mm-hmm.
Make a cliffhanger. I always put, this is my little signature. For those of you that follow me know that I always have a heart, because I have a heart-led business. And so I put a heart on every post. Now I want to come back, and here is now where I want to highlight this URL. You see what I did there? That's where I want them to go. So now I come back over here and put the URL. Okay, that's what the post looks like. Kathy's newest blog. Real estate investing might seem like a lofty goal, but Kathy's story shows that even with a busy life and a car that played hide and seek with running, you can make it happen. Kathy was a single mom working, hanging. Guess what? When you put this link in, this URL, guess what it did? It populated the blog with the picture. Post that. That's what it looks like. Would that make you want to click?
Yes.
Yeah.
So now here I am in Facebook, and guess what? Click that, and guess what it does? Again, I have too many windows open. Takes you right to the blog. Takes a minute to load. Takes you right to the blog post. There it is. And there is the rest of the story they wanted to hear. And guess what?
I
like the
idea of the cliffhanger. I never would have thought of that.
So now when they're reading, they go, if you want to be a part of the tribe, and they're like, well, yeah. And so when they click, because see, I talked about building a tribe. So now when they click there, it takes them right over to here. And that's how I'm monetizing that particular blog. All right. Questions.
Comments.
Aha moments.
I got to tell you, that picture with your bangs, it really opens up your face, makes it very bright. So do that a couple times in your posts.
Yeah, everybody said, no, leave that picture. I said, I tried my best to get my bangs to lay down. And every time then I would get out here and with my arm around Mark, the wind would blow my hair back. Finally, I just said, you know what? This is what I look like today. So there you go.
Just go with it. That's right. But I want to say that with your reviewing this and going, you went into pretty good depth, and it was beneficial for Chris, for her to make a better business decision.
Absolutely.
But for me, it was very monumental, because I've been working on my HostGator, and I've been putting some different twists to it, and you showing me how I can get the blog recognition out on Facebook, that really helped me review what I need to do with that. So thank you.
And once you have it on Facebook, because, and I'll say this and I'll jump over to Ruth. For me, Facebook is my go-to. That's where I start all my social media. You might start yours on Instagram. You might start yours on LinkedIn. You might start yours. It doesn't matter. Whatever you're most comfortable with, that's where you want to do that cliffhanger and the link and all that. Then once you have it, now all you have to do is copy and paste that across your other social media.
And I think if I post it on LinkedIn, it'll automatically go to Facebook and Instagram for me.
You can set it up somewhere. I know my Facebook automatically goes to Instagram, or I could go from Instagram and automatically go to Facebook. I don't know if LinkedIn is a part of that conglomerate.
Ruth,
and they're not. I don't think so. Facebook and Instagram are connected, but not LinkedIn.
Okay.
That's all because Facebook and Instagram are owned by the same company.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but the point is that once you post it on your go-to social media, then all you need to do is copy and paste your post.
Okay.
And you can sprinkle it across your social media in a matter of minutes. And then boom, all of a sudden you've got it out there on your go-to. Now my go-to is Facebook. Then it automatically goes to Instagram. Then I pick it up and copy and paste it into LinkedIn. And then I copy and paste it into Pinterest. And then I haven't yet, but Ruth, correct me on this. You might know more about this, and I haven't explored this yet. I think YouTube has a blogging section.
Oh, wow.
And I haven't put it there yet. I haven't explored that yet, but that's on my list to explore.
I'd be interested in hearing how that goes for you.
Yeah, that's on my list to explore, because I already have the YouTube channel. And Debbie, you already have your podcast on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I already have my podcast on YouTube. And we're going to talk about podcasting in our Build a Better Business. The very next month, we're talking about blogging, but then we're talking about podcasting and finally public speaking. So we're going to get to all of that. And so if you gals are not in the Build a Better Business, tap into that as well, because they kind of overlap.
Yeah, I'm taking on one thing at a time, but I'm definitely open to podcasting at some point in the future.
Yes. Now, Ruth, did you have a comment, Ruth?
Well, Chris has actually asked this in the comment deal about, you know, what AI are you using? But is it that, or is, like, how do we get to it? That's my question.
I am using the Chat GPT. That's what I'm using. And so when I share my screen to that, it is, let me find it here. It is chat.openai.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
chat.openai.com.
So should we just use the, well, I guess we could Google or do that. And is
it free? Yes, either one. I'm sorry?
Is it free?
There's a free version. Yes, I'm using the free version.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then my other question, I have technical questions today.
Sure.
And that is, does HostGator have its own spell check, grammar check, or do you have to run Grammarly?
I am running Grammarly. I don't know if it has its own. Does it have its own, Debbie? Do you know?
No, but I use Grammarly too.
Yeah. And I'm using the free version.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And that's
it just helps me look less of a country bumpkin.
Okay.
And can I just add one more thing, Ruth?
Uh-huh.
I used the free version of Grammarly, and I think Kathy and I talked about this, until I have a lot of my book done.
Right.
Then I will go in and pay for it, so that way I can take advantage of all the options that they have.
Okay.
Because the free version pretty much tells you if you've misspelled something or if you're using the wrong tense of a word. But when you go to the next level of Grammarly, it'll even tell you how you could rework a sentence to make it sound better.
Right.
So right now I'm just using the free versions to make myself look less of a country bumpkin when I'm blogging or writing something.
I'm going to have to sign off, so I'm going to leave, but this has been good.
Thank you for being on today, Ruth, and I appreciate you on this morning on Clubhouse, so thank you.
We had fun.
Yes. All right, so ladies, any other questions or comments while we're still on? We're coming up to the top of the hour.
I think I'm pretty much set for now. I might have more questions next time, but
as I go
along.
Now, any aha moments for either of you?
That Chris is going to switch before she gets started. Because I think I'm going to regret it if I get too far along and be like, no, because I know my limitations and my husband's admitted his limitations. And it's like, the only way I would succeed with Bluehost and WordPress is if somebody literally either did it for me or walked me through it. And that's not, I don't want that. I mean, that kind of handholding is what it would take for me to be successful. And I want it to be mine.
Well, and then the problem is anytime you need to update or do something, you have to either pay somebody or wait for their time frame.
I don't want to do that.
And for you gals, and Debbie, you know Sherry, oftentimes Sherry will have something in the works, but she's waiting for her son to upload it into her website. And she already knows what she wants it to look like, but she's kind of stuck there till her son has time for her. And so on one hand, you know, we're all envious that she has her son that can do this stuff for her. But on the other hand, it really kind of holds her arms down. It kind of limits her because she has to wait for him.
And, you know, and my husband doesn't mind helping me to a certain extent, but I don't think he wants to take on a second job. And I feel bad because you know, I'm not afraid to reach out for help, but I also know when I'm being too much and I don't want to be too much.
Yep, I get it. Debbie, any aha moments for you today?
No, but I like how this isn't to copy you, but I think it's a cute idea is that you put the heart at the end of your post. And I'm thinking, you know, that's kind of a cute idea.
Well, and it's all about branding. It's all about branding and colors and that sort of thing. So I want to show you one more thing before we go, because I want my folks to not feel like, you know, I'm not all in one form. Here is my homepage of my website. And there's Debbie. Thank you for being on my homepage, Debbie. And this is such a fun picture. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Anyway, when you scroll down, when you look at this red, it's the same red that I have here on my homepage that I did on my blog. And so when you come down my homepage, it shows your freestyle living strategies and it's got my strategies all there. And then I really broke it down simple, like step one, attend a free meetup. Step two, buy the course. Step three, join a mastermind. And then it says, but don't forget your course is included. And then one-on-one coaching, if you want one-on-one coaching. But then we have our tribe trips. We've had so much fun on tribe trips, by the way. So you gals need to connect with some of these tribe trips. And then a little bit about Meet Kathy. But then it goes into my books, my podcast, and my blog. Now, here's the fun part. When you click on the blog, I don't want them to feel that they totally left my website. But they have, because my website is on Teachable. My blog is on HostGator. And so you see, it's the same shade of red. So again, it's some branding. And then, of course, it goes right into my blog post. Okay, so I did that, and see the red background here behind all the tags. I did that because I wanted them to feel like they were still here, that it just took them to another page. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So that was some of the branding I did. And I kept the red in between everything that I'm doing. And then there's Debbie again. Thank you for your little referral for me there. And then it goes into my certifications. And then finally, here I added this. This is new, Debbie. You haven't seen this. Oh. Teachable does not have a contact me page.
Oh.
Because it's a teaching platform. Like a website will have a contact me page. So yeah. I made one. Contact Kathy or Kathy's dedicated team. I made one. And it is a Google. It's a Google form.
Oh, now that's good. You fill out the form,
submit it, and it comes right into my email.
Yeah, I went to your Facebook page to find your contact information when I wanted to contact you, because I couldn't find it on your website.
Well, because Teachable doesn't have a contact page. Now, Teachable does allow me to put buttons, and I could move this up. I could put this. I could sprinkle this down through my homepage. What I do have on my homepage, and I'm just scrolling backwards, is I have this 30-minute coffee chat, and I have that sprinkled down through my page. I would like to learn more about the coaching, but here is, I would like to browse the mastermind. I'm going backwards. The courses, the free meetups. But then again, here is, I'd like to have the 30-minute coffee chat. So I do have that, but when you come up here in on the menu and you look at the whole menu, there is no contact me page because Teachable does not have one. Now, I could create one and have a link here, which is where I think I'm headed. I'll have a contact Kathy link actually here in the menu. But in the meantime, I didn't want to go without one. So I did that that link there at the bottom, which is just a Google form.
Yeah.
So if you have any questions, require assistance, blah, blah, blah.
Kathy, why do you have on there switch account?
That is an automatic thing that comes up on the form. And because this one's me, it wants to know, do I want, if I were filling this out, Google Form says, do you want them to use your Gmail or would you rather they use a different email? If you clicked on it and were filling it out, it would let you put your email in there.
Okay.
But you put your preferred email in there because a lot of folks have more than one email. Sometimes we have a personal one and a business one and a company one and, you know, and a sales one. We have different emails or an info one. And so it allows you as the person filling out the form to put whatever email account you want. But because I have a Gmail account, it automatically populates the Gmail account, but then it asks me if I'd rather put something else in there.
Okay. Thank you.
So, and all the forms give you that option. So hopefully that's helpful. So anyhow, my point though, is that I want my HostGator to be branded like my website. And I did that with that red color. I made sure it was the same shade of red.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right, ladies. I love it. Thank you so much for being on today. This was fun. Yes.
It was fun and very informative, and I can't tell you how grateful I am. Words cannot describe.
Well, we're glad you're here. Yep, we're glad you're here. And I gave you the Build a Better Business one too. So feel free.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
It was nice to meet you, Chris.
You too, Debbie. Okay. Maybe one of these days you'll see my face.
There she is. All right.
Do I know you?
I don't know if you do or not. I get that a lot.
Now, you're local. You're here in the Columbus area.
I am. Yep. I live in Columbus, and my office is in the upper Arlington area. So, yeah, I'm around here.
What's your last name, Chris?
Are you in Columbus too, Debbie?
Yeah, I'm out here by Buckeye Lake.
I don't know. I mean, I still wear my mask everywhere out in public, so I don't know how well you'd recognize me, but.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I'll see you on other of Kathy's masterminds.
I'm in the blogging group.
Yes. And we do the tribe trips. And so, you know, I'm going to throw some local luncheons in there. Remember, Debbie, we used to do the luncheons.
Oh, yeah,
I'm going to throw some luncheons in there for everybody. So it's a great way for us to get to meet in person.
Perfect.
Perfect.
See you guys later.
Bye. See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.